What's going on, my friends? It's your boy Dave Sharp back in the saddle today. What's going on? I was on a little trip with my wife the past few days for our anniversary. Yes, it's a big deal. We'll take our prize, our award for, you know, staying married in 2022. It ain't easy out here, people. It ain't easy, but we've made it 7 years, 14 years together. So love my wife more than anything in the world. And that's where I've been for the past few days. And I'm glad to be back and even more excited. Forget being back. I get to talk to Ebony this morning, and we're going to hear how she went from waitress to interesting, SAHM with a thriving digital marketing business. Ebony, what does SAHM stand for?
Well, it stands for stay-at-home mom, but I'm only mom to two fur babies. So, you know.
Okay.
But we are thriving.
At-home mom. Got it. Okay. So, got to freshen up on my acronyms there, you know. Well, congratulations on that first and foremost, and tell us where you're calling in from.
I am calling from Mississippi. Cricket letter.
Wow. Mississippi. It's the first word I ever learned to spell. Well, awesome. So, you were a waitress. Tell us how you got into digital marketing. Tell us how you came online. Tell us how you found Legendary and why you decided to join this bunch of crazy marketing weirdos.
Yes. Okay. So I waited tables coming straight out of college. It was a quick way to get an easy job. I've always kind of been a people person. So I figured it was something I would be able to do okay at. Good enough anyway, until I could actually find a job in my field, which is business.
And did you stay local and or at least at home in your state for college, or were you somewhere away from home?
Little bit of both. So at first I was away in Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia. I went to a private college there. And then I came back and finished up here in Mississippi at home. And as soon as I graduated.
So you're young, you're also moving all around, you're waitressing. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're caught up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I actually did waitressing on and off. I actually found a job in my field, but they laid off twice. I found a job twice in my field and they laid off. Mm-hmm. And each time I would go back to waiting tables. I know I can make money there. I can go back to waiting tables. I'm good at it. It's fine. I'll keep doing that until I find something in my field. Mm-hmm. And that never happened. Waited tables for 12 years waiting for that to happen.
Wow. That's a lot.
It was a lot.
to be looking for a job in a particular industry. And how many people do you think that happens with Ebony? Like, you know, they've got a degree.
I feel like it's something that happens quite a bit, unless you have maybe a trade or something lined up, maybe a program with the school or something like that. It can be difficult to find a job, one that pays well enough for you to live, you know, on your own. And
can I say something totally off the wall? You tell me if this sounds even, because sometimes I say things that are, my wife's like, no, that's not even remotely, but it's almost easier nowadays to start a business than it is to get a job in certain fields.
It is. And that is why I joined Legendary Marketer, because it was a few clicks of a button. And it was something that I had done affiliate marketing before. I had done marketing online before, but it was okay. The company wasn't, you know, all that. So when I found out about Legendary, it was something I really wanted to join because of the training that's there and just the community that we have with Legendary. Mm-hmm. So when I saw it, I found it on social media, somebody talking about, you know, doing your own thing. And I said, well, not waiting tables anymore. COVID took that away. So let's go. Let's do it. Why not?
You know, famous last words of every, you know, either, I guess, you know, probably person who jumped off a cliff, but also people who became really successful was exactly what you just said. Some say F it, some say let's go, you know, it's just, it's kind of that moment to where it doesn't really make sense, but it feels like the only choice, right? Because you've done so many other things. In your case, would you take anyone seriously who came to you and said, Ebony, just keep looking for that job? I mean, does that, that face says it all.
And I'm out here like, I've been looking for over a decade, nothing happened. Or it would happen and they would close down or get laid off or, you know, something else. So,
well, also Mississippi, I don't know what the field is, but it doesn't matter. Also, Mississippi is not the epicenter of the world. I mean, it is a beautiful place. I'm don't want the Mississippians coming after me, but it is not like, it is not Los Angeles. It is not Dallas. It is not Atlanta. It is not New York. It is not Miami. It is, you know, so I can understand that a lot of us, you know, when we're young and we're just believing what we're being told, it's like, well, of course I'm going to go to college and do this. And then we come right back to our town that has absolutely nothing going on. And it's like, but you didn't tell me that. You didn't tell me that I was likely then going to have to relocate to another city, or I was going to have to be open and willing to make adjustments. So now comes along this opportunity for us to work at home or on a laptop or whatever. And of course, who wouldn't do that? But what is different about this? And what are you doing to succeed? Because with more freedom comes more responsibility. Do you agree with that, Ebony?
I do, because freedom can be an enemy if you allow it to be. Excuse me. The pollen is killing me, but freedom can be an enemy if you allow it to be, but at the same time, freedom can be freeing if you use it the right way. And so I took some time to research Legendary Marketer, and just, I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it, you know, but like I said, I didn't have a job. I had waited tables and I didn't have that job anymore. So just at home, stay at home wife. I got my two fur babies, so I don't know if you want to call me a stay-at-home mom, but I am a wife, and I said, I'm going to go for this because I know that this is something that if I put my all into it, like I do when I work, I may be okay. I may be okay. I don't see why I wouldn't be okay. And so when I went in, I jumped all the way in, 2 feet, hold my breath, let's go. And I got the training from Legendary, and I ran with that training. I implemented it instantly across all social media platforms. Let's do this. I got the training. Now I just got to do the work. And so I show up for myself every single day. I put the work in.
Ooh, you're talking some powerful. I mean, this is just a marketing show, Ebony. Be easy on them, you know, because you're talking about really an attitude of success, self-care. I mean, you're talking about, this ain't about, you know, this is not about everybody else. This is about you and how you feel about you, would you hire you? It's a question that I ask people a lot of times at live events. Would you hire you? Would you be your number one employee? And the faces in the room are often, you know, unsure and like, I don't know if I'd want me. I don't know if I'd want to pay somebody who works like me. You know what I mean? I want to pay you to work unlike me. I want you to do way more than I'm willing to do. Mm-hmm. And that's not what leadership's about. And as business owners and entrepreneurs, we are the first employee. So our business actually only goes as far as that first employee takes it. You know, if that first employee sucks, you know, then that first employee don't want to get out of bed, and that first employee want to show up to work late. That first employee want to, you know, leave early, take a lot of breaks. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, think about it, folks. But what you said was, I'm ready to show up for me. I'm ready to show up for, regardless of what other people think, and regardless of what I'm getting the add of girls, or I'm getting the pats on the back, or I'm getting the people, the family agreeing me with the a boss giving me add of girls or whatever. I'm doing it for me. Was that a shift in mindset from how you once thought? Is that how you've, I mean, what, that's a big, that just seems like a big thing that I just would like you to say more about.
I guess it was a little bit of a shift because, I mean, when you show up to work, I guess you kind of show up for yourself because you're making a living. So if you don't show up, you're not going to make one. But when you get to work at your job and you're working for someone else, you're really more showing up for them and their company and their dreams. Okay. You're furthering them and they're in turn, you know, giving you a wage. So, and as far as that goes, when I did work for someone else, I always showed up on time, ready to work, ready to give it my all and just kill it for the day. That's the way I always showed up for work every day. Sick, not sick, happy, not happy. That's the way I showed up. Mm-hmm. And so when I was no longer working for someone else and I said, I'm going to do this for myself, I'm going to start working for myself, basically, I took that same attitude. And so instead of showing up for someone else and furthering what they're wanting to do, I'm going to take that same attitude and put it back into me and this thing that I'm trying to build for myself and for my family. But it has a little something special added to it when you're showing up for yourself, because you're not furthering someone else's dream. You're not furthering someone else's wealth or whatever it is. You're furthering yourself. You're furthering your dream and your income and just for you and your family. So it's the why of showing up changes. It shifts into I'm showing up for my family now. So that's why I had to bring out the big guns. Like, let's show up. We're going to show up every single day. We're going to work it as hard as we can. We're going to give it our all, because why not give your family your all? You know, it's love. Yeah. Sure, so I think I was motivated because of that to just do it. Tunnel vision.
Yeah, and I can understand after also 10 years of not getting, you know, what you had imagined and expected, I would assume. I mean, you go to college, I'm sure there was a lot of hype and a lot of people telling you and selling you that you were going to get out and get a job and get a career, and it was going to, you know, I mean, as if it was going to be waiting for you when you left. And so I can understand having that attitude and having that mindset. I also will say that, you know, I think there's another level, which is where you begin to build a company, and lots of people are able to achieve their dreams within that vehicle. Mm-hmm. And I think that's when you become, you know, for me, that's what I've loved about entrepreneurship. And I think this is how at least I run a business or look at business, and how other people feel or look at businesses. And the way that I look at businesses is, this is a vehicle that can not only make me wealthy, but it's also a vehicle that can make others wealthy. And I also have this opportunity in sort of this teaching, marketing and teaching, you know, it's mm-hmm. So not only do our clients get to build wealth, but actually a lot of people inside of our team here at Legendary are beginning to build serious income and be able to invest serious money and have an amazing opportunity for growth and to make more and to do more and to feel fulfilled. So there's levels to this stuff. And I can tell you that you're on the right path and you have the attitude that you need to have in order to get to any next level in entrepreneurship, which is, look, I've been on this earth for how many ever years I've been on this earth. And quite frankly, I've been doing for, you know, thinking about, working for, taking care of. And I think women a lot of times have that sort of assumed role of, and I think it's also a caretaker, the caretaker and the nurturer in you guys as well, mm-hmm. which makes you mm-hmm. more like that. But Yeah, it's like I've been really caretaking and thinking about and worrying about and working for and all this other shit for all these years. I'm ready to do me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm ready to do me. Like, and I think that is an attitude that if a lot of you really adapted, like Ebony's describing, forget all the other stuff. That attitude is a really powerful attitude to have to get through this first phase to where then, Ebony, you grow your company. Maybe you hire on a virtual assistant or maybe you have a team or a small team. And then now all of a sudden you're in the leadership position and you get to decide how are you going to act in that role of leadership in which you had a lot of judgment for many years, right? And I'm not talking about you, Ebony. I'm just talking about us in general as employees. Well, I don't know about you, but anytime I was an employee at a company, I had all kinds of ideas on how they could run that company better and be more successful. Okay? Human nature. Okay.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden, as if I become successful in my business, I have an opportunity to do it differently. How am I going to treat people now that I'm in this role of leadership? Am I going to be shouting, you know, commands at people and paying them the absolute least that I can pay them and try to get the most out of them? I mean, am I going to be that type of leader? So I also get to feed and fuel my self-esteem, which you were talking about, showing up for me. I get to feed and fuel that by now I'm in the leadership position. And what am I going to do with my power? And that's a fun place to be, because you can either be a total ass, like somebody like a Putin over here, or some of these other dictators, or you can be a leader, you know, a people's person, man. Mm-hmm. I look at somebody who is, I don't know, I try to be that, and I look at leaders and look up to leaders who are like that, who are willing to stay in the trenches and help other. So. Anyways, I'm ranting, but this is the journey that I've gone on with entrepreneurship. And so where ultimately do you see this going, or are you just having a ton of fun in the moment and really just trying to build your affiliate marketing business and focus on that exclusively right now?
Both, really. I'm having a blast. I really didn't expect it to be this fun, but I am in this for the long haul.
Well, that's always a plus because sometimes you can make some money or whatever and hate it. But you'd be like, but the money's good.
That's exactly how it was with waiting tables. I didn't particularly care for waiting tables. It's a very thankless job. But the money was good. I basically got paid every single day in cash, you know, and you have regulars. Yeah. They come back to see you and, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, you go to work and you almost turn into, you put on the work personality and you shift into go mode when you get to work. And that's what you do. But it doesn't always mean that you just love it like that. But what I'm doing now, working my own business from the training that I've gotten from Legendary, putting that into action every single day, coming up with new ideas, fresh ideas, and just having fun with it, being myself and just going for it, you know. If it sounds crazy, it's like, okay, whatever, somebody's gonna like it. I put it out there anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to be doing this work, and I want to do it as long as I can do it forever, you know, until it's over.
And you really it does seem like you understand that what you have to say has value, even if it's not the most expertise 10 years into it. You're not comparing yourself to somebody who's also has knowledge and information and saying, oh, I'm, you know, better than or less than. You're just like, hey, I know some stuff. I've taken some training. I've put it into action. And you know what? I'm qualified to sit here and teach you at least how to get started. It sounds like you're really owning that mentality.
Yes. Because I feel like the way that our brains are made, I mean, we have the capacity to learn more and to put that into practice once we learn it. So the education is what you get first. So you, when you do something new, maybe you've never done anything working for yourself before. Well, you get training on how to do that. And then you are taught how to put that into practice every day inside your business. And so I'm just here to teach people how to do it, you know, show them there's a way out. I know for a fact because I did it. I got out and this is what I'm doing now. So if you want to get out too, join me. Let's go. I'll help you out. So, and that's really the attitude a lot of people have. They don't want to wait tables the rest of their life, or they don't want to, you know, work for someone else the rest of their life, but it's what they feel like they don't have a choice right now. And so I just want to let them know you got a choice. There's something else you could be doing that you could love more than you've loved any other job. And it doesn't even feel like a job. It just feels like you're just having fun. So
feels like you're playing around on social media all day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is what you're doing anyways, which is what we're all doing anyways. Come on now. Come on now. You the only reason why you got a job is so you can try to get somebody to pay you to be on social media. Come on now.
Exactly. I
mean, you know, if we're honest, let's just stop all trying to BS each other and, oh, I'm trying to build a business and I'm trying to be this professional. You ain't trying to be no professional. You're trying to sit on social media all day. You lying ass. You ain't trying to be no, you want to scroll. You want to sit in the house. You don't want to get dressed. You don't want to leave the house. You don't want to even pull up your computer if you don't have to.
If you don't have to.
So it's about honesty, right? It's about honesty. Yeah.
So it's like, do you want to sit and have your pajamas on and just make little videos all day? Sure. Sure.
I mean,
let's try that and see what happens with that.
We should come out with a headline in a sales video that's like, I'm going to teach you how to be like a playful child, like sitting around, and your spouse is going to start trying to put you on a screen time lockdown because you're messing around on social media inside your house all day long type of build a business, you know?
Yeah. Right. And calling it a business. Well, hey man, this is a new world. It is. It is exactly what it is.
Well, the richest people in this world, or at least not the richest, but the people who are making the most money in entertainment and in content creation, podcasting, YouTubing, I mean, even shows. I mean, I like that Squid Games, you know, movie that came out. That was the only series in 2021 that like was going crazy amongst a lot of my friends. And it was violent and it was really out there. And here's my point is that in 2021, it's the crazy stuff that's making money. It's almost like human beings' tolerance has gotten so like high that anything that isn't so real and so potent and galvanizes them almost, it's almost like we're immune to, you know, because there's so much stimuli, there's so much violence, there's so much, you know, we're scrolling fast, things are happening, we want it instantly. Mm-hmm. And so if that's what the entire human race wants, well, it only makes sense that those of us who are willing to go on video and say, hey, dumbass, you know, you want to sit here and stare at your phone all day? Here I am. And why don't I tell you how to get rich or train your dog or get your shitty little baby to sleep through the night or, you know, whatever it is, right? It's like, if that's what the human race wants to do is just stare at their phones all day, why shouldn't we be there? In our home, telling them information that maybe will be useful to them and selling it to them. I mean, it only makes sense to me, but it is a wild world we live in.
It is. It is. Who would have known that it would go this way? But it's this way and it's here to stay. It's only going to get bigger and more and better. So
it is.
I'm just happy to be at the beginning of it, riding the wave all the way.
And it really is. You're saying a lot of really important things, and your mindset is so right, and it's so in the right place because this is the beginning. I laugh. I don't get aggravated or try to talk people out of it because that's just a waste of my time at this point. If you think it's saturated or, oh my gosh, I mean, what do you think? We're going back to IOUs. We're going to go back to writing checks, people. What do you think? All of a sudden the world's going to, you know, wake up one day and say, I don't want to, you know, run my entire life from a little device that I get to carry around the entire world. You think we're going to wake up one day and say, no, let's go back to having a freaking pigeon flying my letters across the country? I mean, we're not going backwards, people. You know, it's like the technology is only going to get to a place to where you don't even have to hold the thing in 5 years. it just pops out of your glasses and you talk. I mean, I don't know where we're going, but we are at the beginning of it.
Yeah, it's going to be digital. It's going to be technology. We do know that.
Yeah. So you're here for the ride is what you're saying. You don't know where you're going. You don't care where you're going. You just know that you want to be where it's going, where things, money, attention is going.
Yes. Yes. So monetizing it all the way through to the end, all the way. I'm on the train. I'm on the train.
The gravy train.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, yeah, why do we gotta lie? It's just be honest just about what you want and what you're trying to do and what we are doing out here. What are we doing? Are we, yes, I mean, we're, you know, legendary and what we're doing is gosh, we could maybe get accredited one day and just stand along all these other people and just act like, hello there, the University of Legendary. Yeah, I don't know, but I just rather teach people how to just get money fast in with simple ways and where, because if, let me just tell you this, if getting money doing whatever you're doing is hard, it's old, it's antiquated. It's because you shouldn't be doing it that way anymore. Getting money should be simple. It should not be complicated. It should be clear about how, you know, if you got to go, like some of these jobs, you got to, I mean, it's you know, getting a paycheck nowadays at some jobs is weird. It's hard. It's like you said, even getting a job, getting a job. And then, you know, I mean, you know, anyways, it's just, there's a lot of industry that's antiquated. There's a lot of industries that are antiquated and it's going to be difficult to make money in those industries. It doesn't matter. Even as they try to evolve technology, it's going to be difficult if you're in retail, for example, if you've always been in retail, it's going to be difficult for you to evolve and continue to make more and more in the industry. Why? Because they're cutting your ass out.
They cutting us out. And I did retail for a while too. I've been all over the place. So it's one of those things, you know, they start cutting back and you first want to go and you're thinking, what I brought in, you know, the most sales last month. What do you mean I'm the first one to go? Well, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You know, so it's
when everybody's shopping from their apps and their, I mean, you know, my wife and I just
stores anymore.
Well, my wife and I just went shopping the other day and she made a comment. She said, I almost enjoy more getting stuff shipped and trying it on at home and they make it so easy to ship it back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my mom sold shoes for many decades. You know, I have a lot of friends, family. I grew up seeing them working in retail and so forth. I mean, it's not, you know, that's an example of an antiquated industry. I think, unfortunately, I don't think waiting tables or the service industry will ever be an antiquated industry. But I mean, we already seen signs of automation in those places. When you sit down, you can order on your own. You can pay on your own. I mean, so there's signs of automation. And you know, I don't think, you know, my wife and I just went on our anniversary dinner to one of our favorite restaurants in Miami. And, you know, there was lots of people serving us. I don't think that will ever go away for that style of restaurant, but I don't need you serving me at a place that I just want to get in and out. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I don't need so I would rather use a machine. And that's not to say that I want people to not have a job. I'm just being honest with my personal preference.
Yeah.
So we have to make sure that the industry that we're going into is not antiquated. And I think that, and be real clear about, and it's hard when we're young, but my wife went into, you know, the social working industry. And why? Well, I mean, ultimately she had a heart for that and it sounded like a meaningful career. And it was until we got serious and then wanted to grow a family and realized, well, gosh, this is not going to get us very far. Mm-hmm. You're whatever you're making. And this was before I was, we were together making more money in our business. she had to quit working that job. I mean, it didn't make sense anymore. You know, it didn't make sense anymore because the pay wasn't there. So, I mean, at least let's be eyes wide open that if we go into a specific industry, it can't be about the money. You know what I mean? So if you're sometimes money motivated at all, there's a lot of arguments right now about what is a living wage. A lot of outrage right now about what is a living wage. Is it $15 an hour, which has been what everybody's fighting for? Yeah. Or is it $25 an hour because inflation is out? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. At minimum. And I've got even buddies who want minimum wage to be raised, and they want 15 an hour, and they're offering 15 an hour. I said, hey, homie, that ain't going to cut it for a lot of people. The reason why you ain't getting nobody to respond to your posts is because $15 an hour ain't enough anymore. Mm-mm.
So maybe back in the 80s or 90s, it would have been okay. But 2022 is just not, you may have that and you're just barely getting by. And so that's actually when I'm on camera and I'm making my videos, I try to be as real as I possibly can be because I've been there. So I know what it's like to be working as hard as you possibly can. And it just doesn't reflect in your paycheck. But when you are...
Once you're away from your family all day long, get out of here.
Exactly.
Get out of here.
And I used to do 10-hour days waiting tables. So I would be gone all day. And I come home. My husband wants some dinner. So we throw something together real quick. We got a little bit of time together. Then it's time to go to bed and do it all over again. So
And I'm going to do all that to possibly contract who knows what out in the open air, because who knows what in the hell is going on out there. I'm no scientist, but let me tell you something ain't adding up here. The risk reward doesn't seem like it makes sense for me. You know what I mean? Exactly. To go out and leave my house for $15 an hour, you know, and really in the service industry, it's even less than that, isn't it? Because they don't have to pay you. You're relying on tips. And then you get these. My wife and I were just outraged just thinking about bad tippers. We were talking about it the night. Yeah. Anyways, we won't get into that.
It has a special place in my heart, too. The bad tippers.
Disgust. So disgust. It disgusts me.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. I'm just so glad I found Legendary, because with the training I've been given and learning it and then putting it into action, bye-bye waitressing. Bye bye waitressing.
Bye bye bye. So I want to do a follow up with you. I want to signal my team, Roxy, and everybody to follow up and get something scheduled. Maybe in 45 days out, bring you back in about 40. I want to talk about Pinterest with you. And so it looks like you're doing some Pinterest stuff. And that's really exciting. I mean, you're also doing TikTok, which we've got your TikTok, you know, Ebony Brown Hustle. If you're listening, Ebony Brown Hustle, spelled just like it sounds. But you're also doing Pinterest. Let's give the people one tip on each platform, and then we'll bring you back for a round two. Let's start with TikTok. Then we'll go to Instagram. Then we'll go to Pinterest.
Okay. So with TikTok, post every single day. Make a fresh video.
How many times? Because some people say 5 times a day. Some people say once a day. Are you going quantity or quality?
I would say starting out from 0 followers, like I did, you need to post 3 times a day. You need to make up some content, put it in your drafts, post 3 times a day consistently. Once you start getting some traction, you can go down to once a day. But if you want to just keep exploding your views and your followers, try to post 3 times a day and stay consistent with that every single day, Monday, all the way to Sunday, and do it every day, every day.
So these are, folks, how to get started, which is what most people need. Even so many of us go through training and we still are like, what's the first step? It's not because the training doesn't tell you the first step. It's just because that's human nature. So don't feel like it's just getting started. So sometimes the best way to go in the pool is just belly flopping and now you're in. Let's go to Instagram. Give us one nugget there. that has really helped you?
So Instagram is more of a nurturing platform. So you want to also be posting at least once a day. It's good to post on your stories and let the people see you, you in your personal life. Maybe you're just cooking dinner. You like, made tacos tonight, delicious. Post every single day, consistently, every single day, and post on your stories every single day.
Pinterest.
Pinterest. Also, again, I'll say it again, post every single day on Pinterest. You also, one of the most important things on Pinterest, realize that it is not a social media platform. It is a search engine. So you want to make yourself searchable. When somebody types in the search bar, they want to find you. Find out how to make yourself searchable. And that's it. Across all three platforms, be consistent. Show up for yourself every day. And that's it.
And I like that perspective because it also allows you to, if you're truly motivated by, I mean, you being happier and having a better life, which I think everybody is. I don't know if everybody's motivated about making everybody else happy. I mean, we are, I think, in some parts of our lives. And now it might be time to be focused on making you happy, right? And building your, not even building your dreams, but what do you want? Mm-hmm. What do you want to be doing? I was listening to something, a guy that was talking about how he has really gotten in shape. And he says he gives himself he has to get started and do 5 minutes. I have to at least get started and do 5 minutes. And then if I get there and I don't want to continue, then I don't have to. I can stop. If I get on the elliptical and I've done my 5 minutes, I can get off and I can stop. But what I find is the majority of the time when I start something, I want to continue. I want to keep doing it. Yeah. And so, anyways, there's been a lot of things that you've said today that are helpful in helping us get started. And that is what I believe and what I've found. The number one challenge is just getting started. And that it's such a simple yet complicated thing. And it's even something that I'm working on, and it's shifted my entire perspective about how I view child development, because I used to view with my own children, specifically my 5-year-old daughter, well, she's riding horses right now. We need to keep her in it so she can continue. So she understands what commitment is. So she understands what staying with something for a long time is. Shit. I don't know. What am I training her to be here? I got to be careful. Right. I mean, because staying somewhere for a long time, 40 hours, 40 weeks, we better be careful here. But instead, I read something that changed the perspective that I have on her forever. And it's that what's most important for a child when they're young is to learn how to start something. So them trying many different things, it's not a bad thing. It's not that they're, can't stick with something. You know how all the ways that we label children and try to make them as if they're doing something wrong, they're just being children. Like, she can't stick with anything. She's always jumping. She's always, it's like, what?
What's wrong with that?
Actually, a child learning how to get started with something, and it's a skill. It's a skill. And so, man, my daughter's done gymnastics. She's done horse riding. I mean, we've done baseball and all this kind of stuff in the backyard. She's doing acro in dance. Baseball didn't stick, but now she's getting started with baseball at school. I mean, I've just watched her get started with things, and that's a skill set. And with you, I really just recognize that in you because you got in and you got started, and just that is one of the biggest challenges for people. So give us one last piece of advice on the psychology you've laid out for us. You've got a unique psychology that I'm doing it for me and I'm showing up for me. And that's how I show myself respect and have dignity. But give us another practical tip or something else about the getting started piece, about going from the training and getting started, or even if today somebody has, you know, fumbled or procrastinated or whatever, or just they've been marinated. Let's not even label it. Let's not even label it negatively, because maybe this is the exact time that you've needed to take. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's not shame ourselves because we haven't got started or whatever, but let's just say, hey, you know what? I took the training. Getting started is not coming as naturally to me right now. So mm-hmm. Ebony, what do you think? What might be helpful for
you? You did use the word procrastinate. I am a horrible procrastinator. And so this is something that I have been working on, I feel like, my whole life. So when I started with Legendary, I just pulled the trigger and started. I didn't allow myself to procrastinate, because I realized that I have got to do something. And so when you know that in your mind, it can create a sense of urgency within yourself and within your situation. So when you when you realize that urgency, you get started. Do not wait. Just do it. Just do it. The getting started is the hardest part. But once you get started, you will see that it's not as hard as you thought it was going to be. You have a lot in you, and you just have to get started and start bringing it out. It's not the most comfortable thing, because it may be something you've never done before, never even heard of anybody that you know doing this. And you may feel like you're not one of those people that's going to be able to do this. You can do anything you want to do. You just have to get started. And once you do that, you use the training that you've been given by Legendary. You put that into practice and you just start doing it little by little. Don't overwhelm yourself. Do a little bit every day. But you get started and you remain consistent. Get started, be consistent. Get started, be consistent. That's really the sauce. That's the secret sauce. Get started, be consistent. That's it.
Because your customers are in their email every day, aren't they?
Every day.
They're on social media every day, aren't they?
Every day.
Do they take days off?
I doubt it.
I don't. There's not a single day that I take a day off from. I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, it's really like bringing the National Guard if we're going to put our phone away for the day. You know what I mean? It's like, take it to Fort Knox and lock this thing up. I'm going off the grid for a day, everybody. Okay. Let the CIA, the White House know. I will be unavailable and off social media. Any messages? Please know. I mean, you see cats on social media. They're like, I won't be responding to messages for the next, you know, I haven't gotten back to you in the next day. It's like, shit, I ain't gotten back to people in 6 months. You know, these cats are apologizing for not getting back to in a day. But it's true. Your customers don't take a break. So why would you? And it's so easy nowadays to just create content and throw it up in drafts and schedule it too. I mean, I don't think enough folks are working smart. I mean, this is really a business that you can work so smart. And the only the gift that you get from working smart is more leverage. You get more fuel. Why? Because if you're working smart and you're getting results, your channels are going to blow up. Your email list is going to grow. Your TikTok's going to grow. Your YouTube videos are going to start getting recommended to more people from YouTube, not even from you pushing them. So it's snowballs, and really only positive things can happen from you, you know, getting started and you know, taking action right away. It's really quite a phenomenon. It's you can get burnt out, but it's very different from a traditional job, to where you are going there and driving home and you're both mentally and physically burnt out. It's somewhat difficult to get burnt out on this. You'll get bored before you get burnt out and begin to self-sabotage because you're bored. And that's another level of entrepreneurship we can discuss when any of you are there, because I've done that a couple of times in my career, just because I was bored, self-sabotage an entire business. And that's going to be the next chapter of this conversation.
Mm.
So we're going to leave that we're going to leave that cliffhanger there for everybody. And Ebony, you keep up the rock star effort and absolutely amazing attitude and the incredible work. And we'll get you scheduled for a follow-up if you'd be willing to come on and keep spilling the goods.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, keep up the great work and stay legendary, my friend. And we'll talk to you soon, Ebony, okay?
Thank you, Dave.
See ya. You can follow Ebony, everyone, on TikTok and Instagram at a very simple handle, even if you're listening, Ebony Brown Hustle. Ebony Brown Hustle, spelled exactly like it sounds. And you can follow Ebony on Pinterest, which maybe we can get her to come back here pretty soon and spill all her secrets about Pinterest at Ebony Brown Hustle. Make money online, affiliate marketing. Let me bring her right back in here real quick and ask her something. Is your handle Ebony Brown Hustle on Pinterest?
It is. It is. Okay. Same thing across the board.
Across the board. That yes. Consistent branding. Gotcha. All right. Yes. We'll talk to you later. She's awesome. All right, my friends. Good episode. Awesome conversation with Ebony. And go really lift her up and show her some support, okay? Everybody in this community has something to contribute and, you know, has something to offer both to people who can potentially become customers, but also to us. And I hope that I'm showing you and leading the charge by coming and learning from our own students. I mean, these are people that shouldn't I be the guru? And no, because I've got a learner's heart, a student's heart. So I just want to learn from people who have taken maybe a piece of education that I've created, and maybe they've taken it and they've done something more incredible with it than I could have ever done. Don't you think I'd want to know that? Yes. So this is about really learning from each other. And it's just incredible what we can learn in 45 minutes from somebody who's recently gone through this training and applied it. Like that's, I think, it's not somebody who's done something 10 years ago. It's somebody who's recently used the same training that you're going through, applied it, gotten results. You heard that multiple times throughout this interview. So there's nobody better to listen to and learn from than that person. I mean, that's just my opinion because they're succeeding right now. Right. So anyways, okay. Amazing interview to go back and re-listen to as well. If you're new and you feel like maybe there were some things that slipped through the cracks there, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Same time, same place for another episode. Be legendary. Get out of here.